Worry. Normal worries of everyday life are usually easy to control or switch off. Worrying can be constructive if it helps you to work out possible solutions to a problem. However, some people are troubled by excessive worry and anxiety that seems difficult to control. This type of worrying is known as generalized anxiety disorder, GAD. Worries associated with GAD are distressing, last a long time, and may appear for no apparent reason. GAD is characterized by a feeling of apprehension and constant irrational worrying about potential threats to yourself and loved ones. This can include feeling anxious about a variety of minor issues that are unlikely to occur. You might worry about health, finances, family issues, and work or study performance, even when there is no cause for alarm. Some estimates suggest that around 3% of Australians have generalized anxiety disorder. GAD may occur following a stressful life event or a period of high stress. It is more likely to develop if a person is predisposed to high anxiety by a combination of genetic factors and environmental influences. There are various self-help strategies you can use to reduce your tendency to worry. Other options include seeking professional treatment. Symptoms. People with generalized anxiety disorder experience several mental, emotional, and physical symptoms, including excessive and unreasonable worry over events or activities such as work, school, or health, excessive worry about their capacity and confidence to deal with situations, inability to control or stop their worrying, feelings of apprehension, muscle tension and restlessness, feeling keyed up or on edge, fatigue, tension headaches, problems with concentration, irritability, sleeping problems such as insomnia. A range of causes. Biological, psychological, social and cultural factors all appear to influence the development of GAD. The contributing factors may include personality. Research suggests that people who were inhibited or reserved as children may be more likely to develop a generalized anxiety disorder as adults. Personality traits such as emotional sensitivity and shyness also make worrying more likely. Learned behavior. Our habitual ways of thinking are learned over many years, and they are influenced by a range of environmental, social, and family influences. A tendency to be preoccupied with imaginary worries can train our mind over time to habitually worry. Family. Anxiety, as a trait, may be inherited, and the family environment, including the role models provided by parents, may influence the development of GAD. Brain chemistry. Some research indicates that anxiety is associated with altered brain chemistry. However, it is unclear whether anxiety causes the physical changes or the physical changes cause the anxiety. Self-help strategies. Self-help strategies that can help a person to control or reduce their worrying include structured problem solving, relaxation and meditation, exercise. Structured problem solving. Structured problem solving is a method of turning fruitless worrying into strategies to find solutions. It is best to practice first on small worries or problems and limit yourself to working on one problem at a time. As you become proficient at the technique, you can tackle larger, more complex problems. You should write down all the steps. The steps of structured problem solving include Step 1. Identify the problem. Be precise. For example, I am afraid of being alone in the house at night. Step 2. Brainstorm every possible solution you can think of without censoring any idea at this early stage. Give yourself permission to list even absurd or outlandish possibilities. Step 3. Evaluate the solutions one at a time, noting the advantages and disadvantages of each. Step 4. Decide on the most appropriate solution or solutions. It is sometimes better to choose a solution that can be implemented straight away, even though it might not be the best. Avoid choosing solutions that are too ambitious or hard to fulfill. Step 5. Make a plan for how you intend to implement the solution. Include factors such as the required resources, for example, money, help required from other people, time limits or deadlines, possible difficulties that may be encountered along the way, coping strategies for those anticipated difficulties, rehearsal, for example, practicing what to say during a job interview, and methods of monitoring and reviewing the effectiveness of the plan. Step 6. Review the plan as necessary, perhaps adding or deleting points. Relaxation and meditation. Many people who experience excessive worry report that they don't know how to relax. Regular practice of a relaxation technique, such as progressive muscle relaxation, systematic tensing and relaxing of the various muscle groups, can help to reduce the physical symptoms of anxiety. Meditation involves both physical relaxation and creating a calm and peaceful state of mind. During meditation, the brain's activity, when mapped by a device called an electroencephalograph, EEG, is different to any other measurable state of consciousness, including sleep. The brain waves produced are called alpha waves, and this brain state has been found to promote relaxation of the entire nervous system. Scientific studies show that the regular practice of meditation can be a powerful tool in anxiety management. Exercise. Exercise is proving to be an effective strategy to help people recover from depression and anxiety. There are various theories to explain how exercise can lift a person's mood. These include altered brain chemicals. Queensland researchers have found that regular exercise and the subsequent increase in physical fitness alters levels of a brain chemical called serotonin, which leads to improved mood and feelings of well-being. Reduced adrenaline. Physical activity burns up stress chemicals like adrenaline, which promotes a more relaxed body and mind. Distraction. An enjoyable bout of exercise may be distracting enough to break the vicious cycle of worrying. Professional help. Treatments that are helpful to alleviate generalized anxiety disorder include a variety of psychological therapies and medications. A combination of cognitive behavioral therapy, anxiety management techniques, and improving physical wellness have been found to be successful in bringing the worry process under the person's control. Medication is sometimes used to relieve anxiety symptoms. However, if it is used, it is generally only recommended as a short-term measure. The health professionals who can help treat generalized anxiety disorder include psychologists, psychiatrists, and general practitioners. Don't hesitate to seek professional advice if your self-help strategies don't seem to be working for you. Where to get help? Your doctor. Your local community health center. Health professionals, including psychologists and psychiatrists. Anxiety Recovery Center, Victoria. Telephone 03-9886-9377. Anxiety Disorders Association of Victoria. Telephone 03-9853-8089. Mental Health Branch, Department of Health and Aged Care. Telephone 1-800-066-247. Things to remember. Some people are troubled by excessive worrying that seems difficult to control. This type of worrying is known as generalized anxiety disorder. Self-help strategies include relaxation, meditation, exercise, and practicing the technique of structured problem solving. Professional help includes psychological therapies and medications.